Strong jobs report beats forecasts as crypto slides into extreme fear. A U.S. jobs report that landed at roughly double what economists had penciled in did not lift markets on June 5, 2026. Stocks sold off, and crypto fell harder. CNBC flagged the report and the negative equity reaction, and the move carried straight into digital assets, which were already under pressure heading into the print. As of June 5, 2026 at 1356 UTC, Bitcoin traded near $6,154, down 4.1% on the day and 16.28% over the week. Ether dropped to about $1,631, off 8.28% in 24 hours and 18.32% over 7 days. Solana fell 6.96% to $65.05. XRP slid 5.33% to $1.11. And BNB held up better with a 2.49% decline to $586.41. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index read 16. Deep in extreme fear, a notch below the 17 print recorded earlier in the session. A labor print that markets read backwards. The reaction looks counterintuitive until you trace it back to interest rates. A jobs report well above forecasts signals a labor market that is still running hot. That gives the Federal Reserve less reason to cut rates, and it can revive worry that policy stays restrictive for longer. Equity investors price that in quickly, which is the stocks don't like it angle CNBC pointed to. Crypto sits at the far end of that risk spectrum. When the rate cut timeline gets pushed out, the assets most sensitive to liquidity and risk appetite tend to move first and move most. Ether falling more than twice as fast as Bitcoin on the day fits that pattern, and so does Solana's sharper drop. This is a macro repricing working its way down the risk curve, not a crypto-specific failure of a protocol or an exchange. A drawdown that was already underway. The jobs report did not start this slide. Bitcoin's 16% loss over the past week shows the selling pressure predates Friday's data. The labor print acted as an accelerant on an already nervous tape, and the result was an extreme fear reading that has now ticked lower within a single session. Extreme fear at 16 is worth keeping in context. The index measures sentiment, not value, and historically deep fear readings have marked both capitulation lows and the middle of longer declines. It tells you positioning is stretched and emotions are running high. It does not tell you where the bottom is. Anyone reading this days later should treat every figure here as a snapshot from June 5th, not a current quote. Stable balances when volatility spikes. For people who hold crypto and spend from it, sessions like this are where account structure matters more than usual. A balance sitting in a volatile asset can lose real purchasing power between the moment you load a card and the moment you tap it. That is the practical reason many users keep a spending buffer in dollar-pegged stablecoins rather than leaving day-to-day funds exposed to an 8% daily swing. It is also a reminder that custodial and self-custodial setups behave differently under stress. A custodial provider holding your balance introduces counterparty risk if the firm runs into trouble during a downturn, while spending from your own wallet keeps the keys with you. Neither approach changes where Bitcoin trades, but they change how exposed your spending money is to the move. None of this is financial advice, and the right setup depends on how much volatility you are willing to carry. The data point that matters next. The immediate question is whether the rate cut repricing extends or fades once the initial reaction settles. For U.S. holders watching this from inside the United States, the relevant calendar is the Fed's, not crypto's. The next signals on the rate path will likely matter more for prices than any single on-chain metric this week. Until then, the tape is being driven by macro. And the broader crypto card and spending market is reacting to a labor report rather than anything native to the sector.